Would you join me in reading our scripture reading this morning, found hopefully on the screen and in your bulletin as well? From Matthew 2, 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem and Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers in Judah, for out of you comes one who will be a ruler, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for this child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child that was his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today indeed is Epiphany Sunday. It's 12 days after Christmas where we celebrate the Magi visiting the baby Jesus, bringing their gifts to him, and God's love spreading not just from the people of Israel, but to the whole world, because these wise men from the east came and sought out the baby Jesus. We don't know much about that first visit. We're unsure of how many wise men there really were. Western tradition says three, because there were three gifts. Eastern tradition guesses that there are closer to 12 wise men that came to visit. We don't know when exactly they visited. The baby Christ is no longer described as a baby, but now a child, so he's grown up a little bit. And he's no longer in Bethlehem, where he was born, but their family has relocated to Nazareth. So we don't know much about the historical content of the Epiphany, but we do know this. The Epiphany is a great revelation from God. It's coming to know God in a deeper way. It's a sudden light that brights up your thoughts. It's God's light shining in the darkness and teaching us something new about who God is. And in our story today, we find these wise men come from afar to worship the baby Jesus, the one who was born King of the Jews. There's this recognition from a people who shouldn't have known about Jesus, who weren't followers of Yahweh, of the Jewish God, but they were people from a different country with a different religion, who had somehow heard about this child who had been born and knew that there was something significant in it. It was indeed an epiphany. The wise men didn't find the Christ child by accident, but they were led to him by a star. And as we sing about in the carol, "We Three Kings," this star played an important part. O star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. There was something almost mysterious about this star. We're unsure of what form it took, if it was a natural phenomenon, maybe a comet or a planet rising on the horizon that guided the wise men, or maybe it was a miracle of God, an angel, a light that appeared guided solely by God's provision. We're unsure again about these details, but we know that somehow this light shone in the east and brought them to the baby Christ. And these men, however many there were, traveled for maybe 3 months to come and find this one that was called King of the Jews, to worship him and to pay him homage. There's something miraculous about how this story comes together, and it is from God indeed. And so the wise men traveled from afar to come and worship this baby king, to bring him gifts worthy of a king, gold, incense, and myrrh. And today there are many things I could talk about when it comes to Epiphany, many good messages that I could give, one being the importance of giving gifts to our king, coming like the wise men did to pay homage to the baby Jesus. And I must admit, that was my original plan until I started to think how very generous this congregation already is. You don't need me to remind you of the importance of serving God, of giving of our life, of giving of our gifts to God's kingdom. This church is one of the most generous ones I know. Always willing to give your time, talent, and treasure to further God's work here in this place. Showing up at a moment's notice to fix something that's broken around the church. Collecting socks and mittens for vets. Stretching our budget somehow year after year to make sure that this ministry is provided for. I see all the ways that you give so generously behind the scenes. Welcoming the visitor, feeding the hungry, stepping out of your comfort zone and sharing your story with those around you. These are all gifts that we bring the Christ child, and there is no shortage of generosity in this congregation. So instead of reminding us of the importance of giving this day, this Epiphany, I want to remind us the importance of receiving from God. Remember, the Epiphany is about a miraculous revelation, God sending his love to us, remembering the mystery of that first Christmas, and that day where we receive the greatest gift ever given. Because in Christ, truly, we have received a gift, the gift of forgiveness and of eternal life. God's love come down from heaven and walking amongst us. But more than that, more than just the gift of Jesus born on Christmas, we continue to receive God's blessings day after day after day. Kristen shared in her video about how touched she was that God brought her Matt and then blessed her with Gabe and Shay, and how she saw God's grace and their presence in her life, their forgiveness of her, their joy in her, their willingness to be with her. She saw God's gifts each and every day. And who among us could deny God's blessings in our lives? Who among us could deny that God has richly gifted us? There's the obvious ones, friends and family and food and shelter. But there's the gifts of the heart that we get from God as well. Love and forgiveness, joy and grace. And these wise men on Epiphany saw God's gift to them. And then they responded with generosity. They received the gift of the baby Christ. And because of that, their hearts gave love. The Gospel of Matthew paints two very different pictures, though, of how people choose to respond to Christ's gifts. We see the Magi welcoming Jesus with open arms, celebrating his birth into this world. But then Matthew also tells of King Herod, who feared this child who was born, because he was born King of the Jews. So he plotted and he schemed and commanded the wise men to tell him the location of this child so that he could destroy the baby Jesus. And he did indeed try to destroy Christ. If you read the next couple of chapters in the Gospel of Matthew, you discover that King Herod was so afraid of this baby that he ordered all the male children under the age of 2 to be killed, just so that they wouldn't threaten his throne. Herod rejected the gift that came down on Christmas morning, and he feared the good news that the star brought to them. He had an entirely different reaction than the wise men did, and he was intent only on destroying and rejecting this gift from God. I sometimes wonder how I would have responded, how I would respond now if I saw a star in the heavens sent from God. Would I follow it? Would I notice it? Would I believe where God was leading me? I think most of us who have been around the church for a while want to be able to say wholeheartedly that of course we'd follow the star. But would we really? Would we notice it in the everyday reality of our lives? Would we bother to pack up and go on a 3-month-long journey to seek the baby Christ? It's a hard question to answer, and I don't think any of us can. But God does send us stars each and every day. Each and every day, things that point us to God's goodness and mercy. They might not be as big or as blatant as the star that led the wise men from afar, but they're stars nonetheless, guiding us to God's love. The surprising encounter, the moment of unexpected grace, displays of God's love and blessing that we find in our lives. But do we notice them? Can we see them? Do we hear God's still small voice telling us who he is and who he has called us to be? Do we, like the wise men, seek this star out? Or do we, like King Herod, run and try to destroy the good news that Christ brings? Today on this Epiphany, I believe that God has something important to tell each and every one of us, a guiding star to lead our path. So today I brought you a gift, a star of your very own, something to help you remember, to seek God, to hear his voice. And in just a minute, I'm gonna ask the ushers if they can help pass out these stars, but on each star, there's a word for you to consider, to meditate on, to allow God to reveal himself to you, an epiphany of your very own. I can't take credit for this idea, for this star gift. A friend of mine told me about it, and there are churches throughout the country that do this every year, that each and every Epiphany, everybody gets a gift, a star gift, with a word for them to meditate and ponder for this coming year, to guide us as we continue to seek God's will for our lives. So let me ask the ushers to come forward, and I believe there are plates sitting in the back, and if you could just start passing them out, I'd appreciate it. And I'd encourage you to reach in and take a star without seeing the word written on it. To trust that whatever word God gives you is the right word for you today, that it's what God is trying to say to you today. I must admit that some of you will get your star and immediately connect with it, immediately know that that's the right word for you, and you'll see what God is trying to tell you. And others will get their word and they'll be a little perplexed, a little unsure of what God is doing. But I'd invite you to keep your word regardless and listen for what God has to say to you. I'll admit I'm in the second camp. My word, I picked one right before service, is consideration. And it's not at all what I was expecting, and I have no idea what God wants to say through it. But I'm excited to listen and to hear the revelation, the epiphany God has for me today. So put it somewhere special, somewhere you'll see it each day. Maybe your bathroom mirror, on your computer, your dashboard in your car. somewhere where you'll remember to meditate on it and to listen for what God is saying. Look it up in the dictionary. See how it fits the circumstances you find yourself in each day. Ask God to tell you what he wants to say to you. Allow yourself to be caught up in the mystery of it all. My prayer for us is that we would boldly follow the star that God has given us wherever he leads, trusting that God knows what he's doing and that God has something important to say to each of us, each and every day. And maybe next year on Epiphany, we can share a little bit about what God said to us, what we learned, what adventures we went on. Epiphany is about discovering something entirely new about God, being surprised by his goodness and his character, following him on this journey of life. Allow God to lead you this year. Look for him in unexpected places and remember the good gifts that he bestows upon us each and every day. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you for all your many gifts and the ways that you reveal yourself to us. Help us this year to be more attentive to what you are doing around us and to grow ever closer to you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.